A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 and 9 through 12. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." The Word of the Lord. Today we hear the famous call of Moses. He is called by God to do something awesome, but we also know that Moses was running away from something. Before he was called, he had committed a dark act in his life, and it caused him to run. In the end, he was not only running away from the Egyptians, but also from the very God that this people of his prayed to. But he couldn't go very far because he wound up in the very place where God would call him. God had plans, and Moses was an essential part of those plans. God led him where he would truly come to know God in a powerful way. The gospel today tells us that Jesus prays to his Father, thanking him for keeping things from the wise and the learned, but revealing them to the simple. That's who Moses was, and that's who we are most of the time. I've been around some of the most educated people in the world, but it astounds me when I go to visit the simple, those who seem to have no education at all, and they are more open to receiving God's word and answering his call than the most learned of society. They are simple people with simple dreams and hopes, and they answer God's call. We all know the story of St. Paul and how he was knocked off his horse for persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ. Yet in the end, after hearing the voice of Christ in his heart, he became not the persecutor, but the persecuted for the very name of him whom he persecuted. He was very simple in his following of Christ. He recognized his voice and he answered. In 1836, a free woman of color in New Orleans in the state of Louisiana, United States, heard the voice of God calling her as well. She answered, and her response was simply, "I believe in God. I hope in God. I love. I wish to live and to die for God." A simple response to a simple invitation. Henriette Delille answered that invitation. You see, the invitation of God is simple, and yet there are so many who don't recognize the invitation in their own lives. This woman believed in what she was doing, and her answer to the call inspired others to do the same and answer the call of God for them. And there's the story of Catherine Drexel, a wealthy heiress from Philadelphia in the state of Pennsylvania, who asked Pope Leo XIII to send missionaries to the Native Americans and African Americans of the United States because of the hardships that she saw them bearing daily. She thought that something should be done about it, and so she did what she thought was best at the time and asked the church to do something about it. The Pope's challenge became the challenge of God when he challenged her to answer the call to be a missionary herself. These two women, Henriette Delisle and Catherine Drexel, answered the call and became the catalyst for something even greater in the congregations that they founded to continue their work, the work of God. They inspired others to hear the call, and so to continue the work that they saw as being all so important. Do we hear the call of God asking us to do great things, or even small things? I would venture to say yes, but the challenge is to understand that we are called. Maybe we will never come in contact with a burning bush, and maybe we will never be invited to the top of a mountain to take off our shoes, but let us not forget that God is still calling us today, just as he called those people so many years ago. We just need to recognize God's voice.